Welcome to the Drill Down Earnings. We have the latest results from Netflix. Fantastic results. I'll tell you why they matter. I'm Corey Johnson, the Chief Market Strategist for the Futurum Group. Netflix earnings are fantastic. What technology company has been more successful than this one? They reported Q1 earnings. It was beat or miss. That's all Wall Street cares about. This was a beat, sure. All that means is the analysts were wrong. But when we look at the business, we see fantastic quarterly sales, $9.4 billion. That's up 15% from the previous year. But the profits for this business, the net income of $2.33 billion, that was up 79% on a year-over-year basis. Much better than Wall Street expected, about 18% better. But just a really strong performance in this business. And why is it so good? It's all about the mooch. You don't know the mooch? Cab Calloway, he knows the mooch.
Hey, folks, here's a story about Minnie the Moocha. She was a low-down hoochie-coocha.
This story is people mooching passwords, or no longer mooching passwords, for Netflix. Netflix has been able to crack down on those people using multiple accounts or singular accounts and multiple users, that password mooching. The end of that has added to more revenues and more subscribers and more revenue growth. No more mooching means 15.5% year-over-year revenue growth for this company and lots of profits. And it's been a global phenomenon, global subscriber growth in all the major, you know, US, Canada, EMEA, Latin America, APAC, everywhere. And the subscriber growth has really been kind of even when you look at this business. It's not just this last quarter, but certainly the last quarter when you saw, yes, the strongest in the U.S., 2.53 million users added in the U.S. Super strong for this business. And the pace of the growth from subscriptions is accelerating subscription growth. Now it's 16% global members growth on a year-over-year basis. Again, all about ending the mooch and adding new services and, yeah, adding new shareholders too, at least happy shareholders. How did the stock react when the numbers came out? Well, initially the stock jumped, then it fell, and it sold off about 5% after hours. But if you look at the last year, the numbers and the performance of the stock has been pretty, pretty good. But this business is doing everything at once, raising prices, challenging password moochers, adding advertising in some cases, and live programming now. Yeah, that's coming. It's all working. And Netflix CEO Ted Sarandos has a lot to crow about.
Yeah, so we're in the very early days of developing our live programming. And I would look at this as an expansion of the types of content we offer, the way we expanded to film and unscripted and animation and most recently games. On-demand and streaming have been unbelievable for consumer choice and control. And it's really, really put the controls of television back in the hands of consumers, which has been really phenomenal. But there's also something incredibly magic about folks gathering around the TV together in the living room to watch something all at the same time. We believe that these kind of eventized cultural moments, like the Jake Paul and Mike Tyson fight, are just that kind of television that we want to be part of, winning over those moments with our members as well. So that for me is the excitement part of this. We have, beyond the fight itself, you know, we have several nights of live comedy coming from the Netflix is a Joke Festival next month. And starting in January, we've got 52 weeks of live sports with WWE Raw that's going to be coming to our members every week on Netflix. And we think it's going to be a real value add to watch those things in real time.
So the question ultimately, and going forward, we're going to wonder if at some point, if they get rid of these people, the moochers are actually gone. Will that slow down revenue growth? Hasn't happened yet. And adding all these new programming features seem to be making users really happy. All right, what's it all mean? The big Drill Down Earnings takeaway? We've got that. We've got the Drill Down Earnings Bite. All that right after this.
The Drill Down is brought to you by Futurum Group, where analysts, researchers, advisors, content creators, and marketing experts help business leaders anticipate and understand shifts in their industries and build strategies to leverage disruptive innovation. With deep analysis, Futurum Group's extensive industry experience delivers reliable research and data, thought leadership, and actionable advice to help you with your strategy and go-to-market efforts. Futurum Group.
Everything you need to know about Drill Down Earnings takeaway on Netflix, we've got it right here. $9.4 billion in quarterly sales in the first quarter. That was great, up 15% year over year, better than Wall Street expected. But profits of $2.3 billion in a quarter, it's 79% better than last year. I promise you, the Drill Down Earnings Bite, the one number you need to know that tells you everything about this quarter, 9,326,000. That's how many new subscribers Netflix added in the quarter. They got rid of the moochers. They added some happy customers. And that's going to make shareholders happy in the long run. All right. Thanks for listening to Drill Down Earnings. I'm Corey Johnson. You can follow me at X at Corey TV. Follow these quick drill down takes on TikTok, Instagram at Drill Down Pod. And of course, at Futurum Group for these robust earnings reports. Every time there's major tech earnings, we're going to have them. Follow, like, dislike if you must, subscribe. Drill Down Earnings, part of 6-5 Media.